Hello, this is Bill Lytell with a little bit of wisdom for your walk. I want to speak today about a subject on God's house. Don't keep your house in better shape than God's house. Let's get my text out of Haggai chapter 1. Haggai's theme was rebuilding the temple. The children of Israel had come back from a horrible judgment of 70 years in Babylon. Because of their disbelief, because of their half-hearted spirit. And so God sent the Babylonians in to Jerusalem, destroyed the city, destroyed their temple, and they had nothing there. It was gone. And they brought them to Babylon for 70 years, long years. But with that judgment, it may seem harsh. A lot of the Jewish people got right with God. And that's when Daniel was written. You may remember him. And that's when Ezra and Nehemiah were burdened of God, and God moved that they could bring some people back, not many, 46,000 or so, to rebuild the walls of the city, rebuild the temple. Well, the people got into the city, and there's a lot of work to be done, and they rebuilt their houses first, and that makes sense. You get a base of operation. They rebuilt their houses and got places to live and everything, and they rebuilt the temple, some eventually through Ezra, Nehemiah, and Haggai, but they had had a problem. They had built their homes and let God's house stay waste. And I believe you'll get where I'm coming from here in a moment. In Haggai chapter 1, verse 2, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You've sown much and bring in little. You eat and have not enough. You drink and are not filled with drink. You clothe and are not warm. You earneth wages. He that earneth wages earneth it to put it in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 8. Go to the mountain, bring wood, build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, will glorify it, saith the Lord. I don't know about you. I've been around many years and been in a lot of fundamental churches, and sad to say, a lot of times independent, fundamental, Bible-believing folks that love Jesus with all their heart, believe the old King James Bible is the very word of God, cover to cover, want to obey the word of God, sincerely want to do its will. Their churches are in sad shape. A lot of times it's been said you can recognize a fundamental church by looking at their bathrooms. I mean, they use old plywood for doors and their floor coverings, who knows what. Churches are not, the bathrooms are not necessarily very clean. The faucets they bought down to Goodwill store, got some old used stuff, got some old used toilets, used urinals, and used this and used that and went down and slapped it in to have something to work, and that's good enough for God's house. What's bad is when you go to their home, you find their homes, they didn't buy used stuff. They bought new stuff for their bathrooms, new toilets, new everything, new faucets, new floor covering, beautiful ceramic on the walls. Their houses were painted, maintained, spiffed up real good. But you went to their churches, and their church, man, it looked like nobody really cared about it. The lawn may have gotten mowed, but nobody trimmed the weeds. Weeds were growing up inside of the building. Their plants were never trimmed. They were all grown wild. It just looked like almost neglected, and nobody cared about it. Well, I've seen plenty of churches like that, that are so-called fundamental Bible-believing churches. What really irks me is the people who don't believe the Bible much or believe just portions of the Bible, you go to their churches, the liberal, the new evangelical, the rock and rolling church, and oh my goodness, they got their place all painted up. They got brand new floors in. They got their bathrooms look like the Ritz-Carlton bathrooms. They're all, but then you walk in there and say, man, these people really care about their God. No, they don't, because they don't care about the exactness of the word of God. And they're even less obedient to what they do know. I mean, their worldliness and sinfulness in the group. But fundamental, old Bible-believing fundamental folks, their church oftentimes doesn't reflect their real belief about their God, that they love their God and they care about their God, and that they believe their God should have the best of the best. The Bible, the song says, give of your best to the master, give of the strength of your youth. You know, and I believe that. So in talking to our church when we were building Gospel Baptist, I said, let's not build this thing worse than we have at home. Let's at least give this place the same care we give our own home. If we have a lawn service for our home, we ought to have a lawn service for the church, or we ought to have volunteer service for the church cutting the grass, and it looks every bit as good as the homes represented by the people who attend here. You get what I'm talking about? If your church, if your house is painted real well, and freshly painted, and looks good, trimmed good, then God's house ought to be painted, and ought not to look like an amateur painted it. It ought to look like it was cared about and a professional painted it. If your bathrooms are good, so should God's bathrooms be good. There's nothing wrong with having a nice house. God never tells these people in Haggai that I'm mad if you got a nice house. He never says that. What he says is, my house is all tore up. Your house, you got nice sealed painted homes. My house is all tore up. He says, because of that, he says, I'm holding back a whole bunch of blessings. You're putting your money in a bag with holes in it. You're not going to have the right, you're going to have clothes, but you won't be warm. You're going to have food, but you're still going to be hungry. Is your yard neat and trimmed? God's house should be neat and trimmed. Is your house painted? His house should be painted. Is your house clean? His house should be clean. Your floors right and polished and where they ought to be, then God's house ought to be that way. Is your house decorated right? Got lighting that's right? Then God's house ought to be decorated and have lighting that's right. Now, I'm not telling you exactly how to do God's house, because in region to region, it may be different in East Kentucky as it is in Bonita Springs, or it may be different in Denver, Colorado as it is somewhere in Chicago. And it may vary, and the houses of those people may vary, but really, wherever you're at, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ ought to reflect our care for him. It ought to reflect our care and our equality, if I may say it this way, for the way our houses look. His house ought to at least look that good. And if not, God says he's not happy. In Haggai 1:5, he says, consider your ways. Well, this is a little wisdom for your walk. We need to make sure that you consider your ways. Maybe some of you are on building committees, or maybe you have something to do with decision-making about whether your church gets painted or doesn't get painted, or whether the lawn gets trimmed or doesn't, or whether your bushes get all fixed up or they don't. And I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, by the grace of God, and maybe you don't have that responsibility now, but maybe in the future, you'll be given this responsibility somewhere down the road, and God will give you decision-making in this area. Remember these words of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 1 through 11. Don't keep your house in better shape than God's. And God's got the ability to make you happy about that decision. May it's a little bit of wisdom for your walk.